Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah. All right, there we go.
Don't worry. We all got time.
Yeah, it's all good. Oh, wait around.
He's still here. He's still here.
Live is still in the building. What up? Yo, Peace Phil, what's up, though? What up? What's going on? Oh, man, it's good people in the place still already.
Good. So, we don't need we need another countdown, or we good?
No. We're good. We're good.
Okay.
Cool. What up, y'all? You
nice
are now.
Headphones, man.
What it is, good people? You are now on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. This is the In Here Tripping Edition, where we drop a new episode every single day as opposed to once a week. We are quarantined, so we trying to make sure y'all have a good quarantine like we do, if that's at all possible. We got a couple of good topics today, man. I'm actually pretty hyped to discuss one of them.
Karen!
So, you know, we're going to see how it goes.
What was that?
I revealed it a little too early. I couldn't use it yesterday, but we got a chance to use it today.
Karen!
You can't tell what it's saying?
No.
Hold on.
Karen. Oh, God. Oh, man. I have a question for you. The DJ headphones you were wearing, were those wood grain the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's classy, man.
Yeah, it's a gift from work from years ago.
Okay.
A gift from, no, I'm sorry. Hold up real quick. Live, I'm just telling the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? Live said we're trying to play them live. I'm just telling the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, who?
Live is trying to say we're trying to play them. Like, no, man, look, I'm telling, all I'm doing is being honest, man. I'm just saying.
Wait, who? By the way, what day of the week is it? We should start with what day of the week is
exactly.
It? Actually, that might be confusing.
It might be. It's Tuesday, April 7th. For those
Tuesday is going to be wine day.
Wine day. All right. I'm with it.
Wine. It's what's left.
Yo, that is a legit slogan. That is legit. That is the most accurate slogan I have ever heard for wine in a house, dude. And sake, actually, as well, for me, in this case. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's what's left right now. That's what I'm drinking. My wife did not want me to drink all the vodka, so I had to do my best.
you guys are over there vodka rationing?
That's what we're doing. We're
Oh man.
So yo.
Yep.
Can you explain to me real quick how this next topic and is courtesy of my man Omega, who does the Mega Rundown. If you go to Rap Sucks Radio RSR podcast on Facebook, you'll catch the Mega Rundown. We put a lot of pressure on him because normally he does them once a week, but we've been doing them every day. So you may
way
not get
too much.
Yeah, it's way too it's much work. But when we get one, we're real happy.
Above
about
and beyond.
So we appreciate.
Wait, you wanted me to explain the theme song.
Yeah, is there a new theme song
for Omega?
Yeah,
it's just that whenever I read something that Omega posts, I always have the theme song going in my head. It's the Ozempic song.
The Ozempic song.
Omega.
All right.
I'm sure he'll like that. But yeah, no, it was messed up because first of all, I was delayed because I had to open a what do you call it? Secret tab on Firefox. What is it called? I totally forget.
Incognito. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Mr. Incognito tab to open this article because it's on foxnews.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Make sure that one is hidden.
But Tracy Morgan has been doing these interviews on everyone's shows because I guess the last OG is probably coming out like tonight or something or whatever, premiering
right.
The new season.
Right.
So, you know, he's done all the late night shows, and I guess he did the Today Show today, and this article says that what's the headline? Tracy Morgan defends Trump, calls for unity during national crisis. Quote, now is not the time to blame. in case you want to go and look that up in your Fox News feed.
But, damn it, Tracy.
Yeah, but I had just posted something else he did on Conan O'Brien's show that was really funny, and I was like, oh, man.
He followed it up with this. The title for this one is Omega got you fired right after. Title for this is "Damn It, Tracy." Damn it, Tracy. Sources: Fox News, as Kev stated a second ago. This is what happened. Comedian Tracy Morgan defends President Trump from critics on Tuesday, which is today, and called for national unity amid ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Saturday Night Live alum began his interview on today by shedding light on how quarantine life has been for him so far, you know, in a joking manner, saying things like, you know, me and my wife have been role playing a lot now, which is, you know, pretty normal Tracy Morgan joke. Shortly after, Morgan praised the medical staff, first responders, police and firefighters, calling them heroes and saying they deserve respect, to which he's very correct about that. So far, so good. Not too bad, Tracy. Good job.
Doing well.
Then he says the struggle is real. Also fact. Right now, we're struggling. People want to criticize the president. Now we're going downhill. But imagine being president of a country and have your country, and half your country got sick. So it's difficult for him. Well, okay, I got some numbers for you, Tracy. I got you, brother. The last OG star continued, "We've all got to pull together as people right now. Now is not the time for blame and all these other things and anger. It's here now. We just got to be together. We just got to stay safe. Nobody wants to transmit it. Nobody wants to attract it. Nobody wants to get it. So let's stay safe and do the protocol that we have to do," which he ended pretty accurately as well.
Sure.
60 million people caught H1N1.
Okay.
So imagine being the president and have, you know, I don't know. That's what, a fourth of the country?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a little over a fourth if I'm not tripping. Maybe I'm tripping. Whatever.
No,
it's about a fourth. A fifth of the country. So, yeah.
I'm doing fractions every day, so.
There you go. Good job. Thank you.
Stay sharp.
imagine being the president and something drastic happens to the country and you gotta be the damn president.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like what Phil said, Tracy in here tripping. Like, what you doing? Like, come on, man. I get it, it's a very nice gesture, but you know, nah.
Look what happened to Dave Chappelle. he had a hot year, man. He had a hot year.
Right.
It's a little warmer in Ohio for Dave Chappelle about a year and a half.
I'm saying.
Nah, it's, I mean, you know, whatever. It's not like, listen, first of all, nobody is looking to Tracy Morgan to be the statesman, you know, the speechwriter for anybody or anything like that.
Right.
But also, whenever he speaks, he's infinitely more articulate than the guy he's talking about.
Definitely.
And also, and, you know, let's be real. The point is that the reason half the country is sick, if that's what he wants the figure to be, it should probably be a lot less. So
it very well should and could be quite a bit less had the administration responded properly.
We talked about this earlier today. Yeah, offline we talked about the fact that, you know, we now everyone has somebody in their life that's affected, you know, on any of a number of different levels. So We're just, you know, not getting too deep in all that because it's just going to end up being super dark every single day, which is kind of the other, you know, 23 and a half hours of your day. So we're not going to feed into that. But it's really easy to get mad at this dude right now.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is. Man, you could have stopped this. Like, you know.
Or at least be more fault, prepared for it. Yeah.
Right. You know, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, Tracy, maybe not the best choice of words.
Doesn't seem like the best choice. Yeah, you bugging. I mean, and you know, the gesture was nice. And no, we're not going to ask LeVar Ball his opinion. So let's not. Come on. Why can't we just leave my man LeVar Ball out of this? He's done a good job. Son just bought a bought the Australian basketball team. You know what I mean? They doing their thing, man. It's all right. Sorry, man. But yeah, I don't really, you know what I mean? Sometimes doing or saying the right thing or the nice thing is I'm sorry, but Phil is bugging. sometimes doing or saying, like trying to say or do the right thing is not really, it's not worth it. In my opinion, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? He's got a different president is being a president of the United States. I'd imagine is an extremely difficult job, a much more difficult job than I've ever had. I can guarantee you that. But he hasn't handled it gracefully, and you know, hold your L's. He got to hold his L. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The size of the L that Trump is holding right now is remember the beginning of the Flintstones when they went to the drive-in and they brought the ribs out and it, you know what I'm saying? It weighed the car down.
Those tipping the golf cart over.
Yeah, that's the size of the L that Trump is holding right now. But speaking of holding an L,
uh-huh.
Oh boy.
Woo. Yeah, I just read a headline on this, so you're gonna have to explain.
Oh, I got you. I got you on this one.
Karen! Uh-huh. Karen!
So alright, so peep this. The title I have for this is "She Ain't About That Life, But She About That Life." You know what I mean? Illinois mayor sends police to break up parties. They found his wife at one of the parties. The source for this is the Huffington Post or Huff Post. The players involved are Alton's mayor, Brant Walker, and his wife. Mainly his wife, actually. So, peep this, Kev. The mayor of a small city in Illinois warned citizens that he had ordered police to break up parties and issue citations to enforce the state's stay-at-home orders that were meant to slow the coronavirus pandemic. But when officers did so, they found his wife at one such gathering.
Oh, boy. Was it like an eyes wide shut? Eyes wide shut.
I really
kind of party.
I really will.
Masks.
I hope not. The mayor spoke eloquently. He said, "These are very serious times, and I'm begging you, please, to stay at home." I feel like he was speaking to his people, but was actually trying to speak to his wife. But with all that being said, he said, "Parents, please keep your kids at home. Doing so is vital to our health." On Monday, Walker issued a statement on Facebook saying police had found his wife at a bar in the city that was operating in violation of Illinois' governor's stay-at-home orders. Walker said he was embarrassed and apologized to his constituents.
Man. You didn't give her a heads up?
Come on, man. Are y'all in the same house? What's going on? What's cracking?
You know what? I would have looked right at her. I said, "Guess what? Look at me. You live here now."
It's an L. Well, where she lives is going to be a question because he says, and I quote, "My wife is an adult capable of making her own decisions. And in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment." He wrote, "She will face the same consequences for her ill-advised decisions as the other individuals." He finna let her sit. He finna let her sit in this jail. Woo, she finna be in there for, I don't know, man. A couple hours is enough for certain people. Oh, well, Man Live is right. You can't make this stuff up. Man, I looked at this, so I thought it was The Onion. I for real thought it was The Onion. Like, I thought, like, oh, yeah.
This. Be careful.
I know. I saw. I thought it was The Onion. You know what I mean? Well, I could talk about my wife. Like, I could make jokes about my wife. I just can't make jokes about wives in general. You know what I'm saying?
For now.
That's right. That's true. That is true. No, with all that being said, I do understand.
Would Randy ever do that? If, say, you were mayor of a small town in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife was told not to go to a coronavirus party with lax social distancing protocols at best.
Right.
Would you expect to find her there?
Would I? Okay, let me answer this correctly, okay? Would I expect to find her there? No. But not because I asked her not to be there, but because she's terrified of catching COVID-19.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if it was like, okay, why aren't you going? It would be like, well, not because he said so, because, you know, screw whatever he says. It just would be, I don't want to catch the virus.
Okay. Well, so, yeah. That's an honest answer.
Sad.
So that's about it for this episode. I just taught her how to
Karen. So the soundboard is everything for me. Yo, I do have to give her. I do have to give Alton Mayer's wife.
You big dummy.
She does.
I thought you were trying. I thought you were trying to think of your wife's name.
No. I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Karen.
But yeah, this is amazing. That's actually pretty amazing.
That's pretty great.
That was one of the best stories to come out of this situation. Actually,
was there any information? Was he there?
No.
Or did some cop have to go back to him and tell him, you're not going to believe this? So, check it out. I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Did he get the late night phone call, like, when kids mess up? You know what I'm saying? Like,
just a little courtesy call.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Mayor, we actually have...
First of all, no one got hurt.
Yeah, fortunately. Fortunately, right? But you might want to come down here and check this one out on your own. I don't want to.
Oh, Lord.
Who knew? Who knew? Okay, there's another question in this. Was she lit enough to be like, don't touch me, I'm the mayor's wife? You know what I'm saying? Just give him the whole L, like to give him the complete, the L that King Kong couldn't even climb up. You know what I'm saying? Like just that size L. Or was she trying? Yeah. was she trying to hide and, you know, at least not give him a full
I'm
L.
The brains behind this operation.
She was at the bar, fam. If anyone in the world has enough information to know how serious this is, it should be the mayor's wife. And she was at the bar like...
Wait a minute. Are you drinking sake out of a can?
I am not. This is actually water.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a Zoom happy hour. The snapback.
Oh
folks.
Wow, how'd that go? Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I thought you meant like with your work colleagues.
No. Yeah, that's right. It's all right. It's okay.
Oh boy.
That's all right. Tommy Black and Paris Paul, what up, yo? Y'all checking in towards the end, but peace to y'all. Yeah, man. So I don't know. I feel like there's really not much more to talk about after we talk about the mayor's wife who got caught at a bar during the coronavirus scare during his stay-at-home orders.
No, we pretty much covered that. Yeah.
Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. What's up?
The owner of the bar was arrested on an outstanding warrant.
Yes.
For domestic battery.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
She's cavorting with the lower class there.
Yeah. She out there doing it. What up, Tommy Black? Yeah, she out there doing it. She was tipping him back. She's dude, you know. You know what I mean? Probably Coyote Ugly on the bar, just doing the most. You know what I mean?
Wow. Wives, what are you gonna do,
Karen?
So yo, that was his response. He didn't reveal her name.
Is that Cleveland?
Uh-uh.
That's nasty.
That's the Cleveland one. That's still the best one.
That's nasty.
Oh man. All right, y'all, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to Rap Sucks Radio. This is the In Here Trippin' Edition where we drop a new episode every single day. Every day. Actually, whether you like it or whether you're happy with it or not. We drop them actually Sunday through Thursday. So Sunday night, check with us 8 o'clock every night to Thursday, right? And then Friday, Saturday, we take off and I don't know.
go to the bar?
Right. Meet up with the mayor of Alton's wife at the bar and have a couple of drinks and, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Talk about some good times.
Karen!
So, yeah, with that being said, you can catch this episode, if you missed the first half of it or you want to check it out, catch it on rapsucksradio.com or any podcasting platform you prefer, or YouTube. You could catch it. You could even catch it on YouTube if you prefer. I think that's all I got to say. Kev, you got anything else to add?
No.
All right.
Listen to your wife.
Good luck. Good luck with that message. Very good luck with that message. Duke Westlake, I'm going to call you back, brother. All right. With all that being said, man, on the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.
We out, y'all.
Karen.